You're starving. It's pouring outside, and there's nothing in the house worth eating. You don't want to go out, and you've been ordering pizzas for days. You shake your fist and bemoan that there isn't another choice. Oh, but there is. Just look, standing outside your rain-splattered window. There he is, staring in. A child wearing a rain hat woven from bamboo, tied neatly around his unusually large and very bald head. He's wearing a little kimono, wooden geta shoes, and he's holding out a lacquered obon tray with a block of tofu on it. On the white tofu is pressed a crimson autumn leaf. Do you open the window and take it? I mean, everyone loves tofu and creepy little children that hang out on rainy nights offering you some. Today, let's learn about the delightfully adorable tofu kozo. Uncanny Japan is author me, Teresa Matsura, exploring all that is weird from old Japan. Strange superstitions and old wives' tales. Cultural oddities and interesting language quirks. These are little treasures I dig up while doing research for my writing, and I want to share them with you here on Uncanny Japan. I hope you like the show. Hey, hey, and how are you? I hope you're very well. And hey, I've got a proposition for some of you. I've been getting a lot of email from different places wanting to advertise on the show. Most I feel aren't the right fit. When I do have an advertisement, I really want it to be something that the Uncanny Japan listeners would be interested in. We do have a chunky number of listeners from all over the world, and the number is going up. So if you have some product or service or something that you think the Uncanny Japan listeners might be very interested in, please reach out and let me know. We're also willing to work with you to make a creative, fun, and engaging ad. So go ahead and email or DM or reach out in any way and run your idea by us. Now let's get back to our delightful little yokai, the tofu kozo, or in English, simply the tofu boy. But first, let me tell you a little bit about the word kozo. It originally and literally meant a young monk in training, which might explain the tofu kozo's bald head, maybe. Or he's just a kid with a shaved head, which wasn't uncommon either. Anyway, kozo has come to be a word that also means boy, and it can be used affectionately or derogatorily. Have you ever heard of Shonbin Kozo, the peeing boy? It's the statue you'll find all over Japan, an imitation of the Mannequin piece in Brussels. Okay, back to tofu. First off, it's kind of interesting that he just suddenly popped up in the late 1700s, like out of nowhere. As far as I can tell, there isn't an Indian or Chinese version of the tofu kozo. He looks like what I described earlier, a child in kimono wearing either geta or sandals or going barefoot. He's got an unusually large bald head and a conical straw hat called a kasa tied to it. And of course, he's carrying a tray of tofu with a single momiji or autumn leaf pressed into it. He's quite easy to spot. And he was really quite popular back in the day. You would have found him in these woodblock print picture storybooks called kusazoshi, or on cards for children called karuta, or on board games called suguroku. But what does the tofu kozo do, and why? At the beginning, he really didn't do anything, just offer tofu, usually after dark and on rainy nights, after following a person down the street for a while, or sometimes he'd just suddenly appear with a block of this stuff on a lacquered tray. And I can't help thinking that this really could have been a thing. Even today in Japan, at least in my area, there are still days of the week when the local tofu seller drives around playing its very distinctive whistle to call people outside to get some fresh tofu. You bring your own bowl. So that very well could have been a thing in the 1800s. Children delivering tofu. But to fully be considered a yokai, you have to do something, right? And with the tofu kozo, it became that if you were offered tofu and you took it or ate it, a heinous mold would grow all over the tofu, the person, either all over their body or even inside of it. I've had tofu in the States and of course here, and here tofu goes bad quickly. You're supposed to remove it from the pack and store it in fresh water, I know, but even then, it spoils after like a day or two. A random aside, when you look at the kanji for tofu, it's bean, mame, and kusaru, to spoil. So there you go. But overall, the tofu kozo isn't really a bad guy. He's more cute, mischievous, and just likes frightening people. Anyway, sometimes you will find that your tofu kozo is sporting one big eye, which might be a little blending of yokai. You might be familiar with the Hitotsume Kozo, one-eyed boy. He's also a child, usually wearing one of the conical hats, the kimono. So they're quite similar. Some say they're the same, or one was born of the other. Whatever way you look at it, the Hitotsume Kozo are a little more shocking because they have that great big eye, but also they have these abnormally long tongues. However, instead of offering a plate of tofu, these beasties just want to jump out and frighten the crap out of you. Interestingly, Kunio Yanagita, the great folklorist who wrote the legends of Tono, said that all yokai are actually gods that have fallen to ruin. He believed the Hitotsume Kozo were mountain gods who had fallen to disgrace. He might have come to this conclusion because in several regions in Japan, there are legends saying that mountain gods have crossed eyes. And it seems that another way of saying having crossed eyes is saying that someone has one eye. There also seems to be tales of people who lost an eye or a leg as a kind of sacrifice, which makes you think because there are one-legged and one-eyed yokai. Like the Karakasabake, the umbrella. Another theory is iron smelting accidents where it wasn't uncommon to lose an eye after staring in the furnace for long hours. And then again, we're talking about old Japan where it was difficult to always get the proper nutrition. And thus, there are stories of abnormalities causing a child to be born with only one eye. But those are theories and ideas. And none of that is as fun as walking down a rainy, dimly lit street and having some child jump out, one eye ogling, tongue wagging, and offering you some tofu. Thank you so much for listening and all the good stuff you do every day. Thanks to my adorable patrons, you are the best. And I will talk to you all again very soon. Bye-bye. You've just reached the end of another episode of Uncanny Japan. Perhaps you'd like more. A monthly folktale translated and retold by me. The occasional binaurally mic'd soundscape like the ones you hear on the show. Or recipes, behind-the-curtain episodes, homemade postcards, and more. If you're interested in that or supporting the show in any way, please search for Uncanny Japan and Patreon. We've got a wonderful group over there. Thank you again for listening, supporting, reviewing, and telling your friends about the show. My name is Teresa Matsura, and I will talk to you again soon.